by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Thank you, Jesus.
He had the voice of the Son. He had the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus. The voice of He who is speaking, even at the right hand. Hear His voice. Hear His voice. For there is that which He wants to give. There is that which He wants to speak. There is that which He wants to show. There is that which He wants to reveal.
Jesus, the message, the messenger. Jesus, I worship You this morning. The Father of Jesus, our Father, open us to see more than what we are seeing. Jesus, I ask, Father, I'm asking that all Your children here will go home with Your gift. You will inspire me. You give me inspiration for today's blessing. I pray that everyone here, the least here, will carry life home. Thank You, Father. Bless us all. I ask for utterance, wisdom, direction, because it's You that I rely on to be a blessing to Your children. I hear, cause my ear to hear the Son of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen?
Open your Bible quickly to Book of John, chapter 4. I still want to follow our pastor's direction. Amen. Amen. Verse 21 says, Jesus said unto the woman by the well side, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. They that worship Him will what? Will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. You worship Him in spirit and in truth. Quicken my spirit. Quicken my soul. to see your spirit, to discern your truth. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, ministering spirit, thank you. No, I will not forget you. I won't forget to connect to you. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? God is a spirit. They that worship him must do that, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? They must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. I am particular today. Our teaching or our theme is, who can remember the theme of this season of the spirit? Say it again. The law of the everlasting life is the spirit of the Father. Amen. Can we shout that again? I'm not hearing all of you say it after me. Okay. There is the spirit of the Father upon which it's in cooperation with the spirit of the Father within. The spirit of the Father upon which is at work with the spirit of the Father within. The spirit of the Father upon leads one to acquire the spirit within of the Father. So the spirit of the Father within is the gift of God, which Jesus said to the woman. He said, you don't know what is the gift of God. So the spirit of the Father within, which is the law of everlasting life, amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Is the law of everlasting life. So Jesus was saying that what I give you out of this water, what I'm going to give to you from the water of life, is it's the gift. Inside this water contains the law of everlasting life. If you will allow it to spring at all, it will spring unto everlasting life. So the word spring means reproduce itself, generates itself. It will generate to a place whereby it will produce for you the essence of everlasting life. You come to hold or grasp or own life everlasting. If at all you will allow the activity of the Spirit, that's what the word spring. To spring means to generate. Hallelujah. To generate. Let it generate. Generation of that Spirit will eventually lead you to holding everlasting life. For every successive rising in the generation of this spring, there is an impartation of understanding. You will watch, you will see and discern as the spring increases to his height. The destiny of the spring or the destiny of the water is that you will see his fountaining to his highest peak as a tain, they call it fountain, tain. It will reach its tain like a mountain. Are you listening to me? And at its tain, you will see life. You will see what life is. You will have an accurate definition of everlasting life. I hope I'm talking to all of us. So you won't be, you will be clear about life. It's a whosoever drinketh of this water that shall give him shall never thirst. He shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up. So the expression of the water is that it finds its way up into, it will go up into everlasting life. So if it's not going up, life is not being expressed. It's explaining everlasting life as it's springing up. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, that is not spirit upon, it's the law within. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? I hope I'm not complex this morning. That's a very simple statement to make, and everyone should understand. Shout hallelujah. So that tells us there's no way you can have life understanding. Maybe we don't know this morning there is a springing up. Don't you think so? My teaching, my explanation is that we are capturing the order of the upward spring movement of the generation of the water. Explaining when you say from faith to faith, from side to side, from strength to strength, until the water reaches an apex. When it gets to an apex, before it will begin to calm down, it will have stretched itself in its revelation. You see then? You see, everlasting life has been explained. It will take your sight, discernment, to be able to read the water as it's going up. Can we shout hallelujah? Look at me. You know when water goes up and reaches the high mountain or reaches stain, it does that fast within our world. When you are talking about natural water, not so with everlasting water. When everlasting water is generating, it doesn't rise immediately. It can take 6 years. It can take 10 years to reach the stain, or it will certainly get there. Can I say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
How many of you are blessed by this explanation? Say amen.
Amen.
Can I go further? Oh my God, it means a lot of people are not, did not understand what I have just said. Let me get your teacher to teach you, because it's clear I'm not your teacher. Michael Ogunwoye, come and teach them. Oh, is the teacher not listening to me? Mike, what did I explain? Explain it in the language. It's like my language is one kind, not so. What I would have explained so simple. It's, I'm using English, not Greek. Maybe the spirit around the world. Larry, I think so. There is a spirit following it all. Please, oh God. Mike, oh yeah, help me.
So you started by differentiating between the spirit upon and then...
I think maybe that's where the wahala day. Okay, go ahead.
So that there is a... the spirit upon for leading, and the essence of the leading is to acquire the gift of God,
yeah,
to be resident in the person who has been led.
Yeah.
So then, using that particular scripture where Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and the person talking to you, you will ask him of the living water, and that the water that I will give to him will be a well springing up to everlasting life. So you now described the rising of the water, and that the peak of the water is everlasting life. But the water has its beginning, and then it will rise, it will rise to its tail. So you describe the rising of the water like climbing a particular mountain.
Yeah.
And then you called the rising of the water to the peak also a fountain. So at the peak of that particular fountain is life everlasting.
Thank you. Is that clear? I'm coming. I want to ask you, Uncle. You mean you didn't understand what I mean? So, can I ask you one question? So, what is the difference between living water and life water? Who can help me? Living, this living water. That tells you I'll give you a water, which is living. So, Mike, can you tell me the difference between...
Okay, so the living water is the water that... So, living itself, as an English word, is a present continuous statement.
Beautiful.
So, the living water is water that is still rising.
Yeah.
But the water of life is when it has settled.
I think I'm not the one who said that. At least, amen. It's in the Bible, and Mike, hallelujah, explained that to us. So it's clear. Can you say it again? How did you say it?
So I said that the word living itself is a present continuous word.
Yeah.
So which signifies water that is still rising.
So do we have everlasting life when we have the living water?
No.
Do we have everlasting life?
No.
But we have what it takes to have everlasting life. Not so. I think that, so it means when he's still living, he has already put his spirit within you. But it's not yet your life. So you now need the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, upon to lead you across the expression of the living water. Lead you as is leading you, the living water will begin to generate. Two of them walk together, the one upon, the one within. So of course, another one is this: the living water within cannot rise until a conducive atmosphere is made for the water to express itself. What does that is the leading. So it takes you through the path of degeneration of what, my brother? Of the living water. It knows what to do exactly for the living water to what? To grow or to generate, to spring. It won't spring. You can have water, and it will just be living water, and you will gain so little or nothing. All you just have is the abiding water that has not turned to life. Amen. So what you do here, when you come here, we sell to you the living water. We give you living water. We are making sure you will have the living water. You will agree with me that another word for the living water, what is it, sir? Another word. What do you call the living water? Who can tell me? Very easy. Leke? Incorruptible seed. So, I'm sure in your mind, you will see the living water as corn, which is true. Amen. In some spiritual, in terms or spiritual term, water can be corn. Corn can be water. Please, You have to be as flexible as the Bible. It's wisdom. Can we say amen? Amen. Now, in other words, when Jesus talks about water, it's referring to seed that is water. It's referring to spermatozoa of the Father, the seed of the Father. Can we shout hallelujah? Yeah. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So it's only the Father that can carry the incorruptible seed. Amen. Can you read it? Let's see. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. That tells us, if God is a spirit, shout hallelujah. God is a spirit, is also the Father. Are you listening? Huh? Shout hallelujah. Say, God is a spirit. Then also God is our Father. He's a Father. The Father is a spirit. God is a spirit. So he is the living God. Amen. He is the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the operation of the Father as the living God. And he is also the true God. Amen.
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 Now, the Father is true when he is life. But when he is generating, that Father generates, not so, then he's set to as the Most High. The word Most High means the highest of the ten. That's everlasting life.
Wow.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
That is his highest peak in life everlasting. But there is the only true God which is higher than just the true God. Am I communicating to you? It's not me talking this morning. It's the Son of God talking. Please, we should know this is the Son of God. It's only him that can teach this. I can't. Because I didn't know this one. This is first sight, first and information. This is light from the throne. He is the only true God. That's eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
That is God who is eternal life, but as everlasting life is both living and true. Please, it's true. It's both living and true. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And you may be shocked that these things are still many. We just need to open our heart to all the names of God. The names of God, different revelation of Elohim. They are still there in scripture. We'll be learning them. Holy Ghost will be bringing them out. Look at the one the pastor brought out to us at writing the vision yesterday. It was awesome. Amen. I call it breakthrough yesterday. Shout hallelujah. So living God, you see, the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. He said the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. So it's clear. An everlasting King. So the everlasting King is both the living and the true God. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
But you see, the only true God. Who is the only true God? Eternal life. Only begotten Son. Amen. So while Jesus was on the earth, who was he? The Son of the living God. So a time came, Jesus became the Son of God. Who knew the time? At Mountain of Transfiguration. That was not at Caesarea Philippi. He commenced the living lifestyle. That's why he was teaching about the living water. Why, by transfiguration, he has hit the mark. He has, hallelujah. Caesarea Philippi, by the rivers of water, on the below the sea level, he was the Son of the living God. So he was doing the living until he became Uzza, the Son of God, or the Son of the true God. Hallelujah. Because this is my... Have you ever wondered why all those two names, those two glories? One by the water, the other one by the mountain, on top of the mountain. Is that clear, sir? So it's clear one was higher. What was the other one? Pastor, the beginning, like what Pastor said, is the beginning of everlasting life. So Jesus was accredited as the Son of the living God. God said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. But later, Jesus lived the program of everlasting life fully. Shout hallelujah. And what did they call him? The Son of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, hear him. Hear him. Hear him. And Peter said, we were with him on the holy mountain, when there came such a voice from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. He received honor or glory and honor from where? Honor and glory. When there came a voice from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am what? Well pleased. Shout hallelujah. So when the voice came, he received glory, honor and glory. So Jesus received honor and glory by River Jordan. But it's not as high as the one Jesus received. So they are not just repetition. They were successions of glory count in the realm of everlasting life. So, living and true. Amen. Living, say it again, every one of you, living and true. Can we shout it again, every one of us, living and true. Can we shout hallelujah? I think we are okay. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So the word beloved is what we'll be treating today. I want us to treat the realm of beloved. Now, this message is going to be about the multiplication of the Spirit of the Father. Now, the Spirit of the Father is actually the Spirit that prosper the sons of God. The Spirit that prospers the sons of God. The prosperity of the sons of God. Are we happy to hear that? I am trusting God. God will really take me down. Down, down, down. I'm not talking about reducing the message. I say workings. I'll be able to describe the workings, the nitty-gritty of the operation of the Spirit. We need help today. You need help. Because the way those things are arranged, you can't just calm down like that. Hallelujah. You need help. You need to take some stairs downward. May God help us. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So beloved son is different from begotten, only begotten son. Am I talking to you? When somebody is in the beloved, meaning it's a place where you are being loved to be the only begotten. They bring you into a beloved realm. And I want everyone to make that calling an election sure. I want you to feel that love of the Father. I want you to cultivate it. I want you to do well in being loved. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Are we there? Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Give me verse 3. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Verse 4. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Spiritual blessings. Bible will still need to be taught. People need to be humble. You ask me, what is my pain? The body is carrying the Bible without knowing it. You will agree with me. We are carrying what we know not. What? Samaritans were carrying around what they know not what. Not so? But we know what we worship. So you can never be a Jew when you don't know. You must know. A Jewish means a knower. So you can be an Israel and you don't know. Samaritans don't know. But a Jew knows. So, and there are two things about the two of them. Not so. Can we shout hallelujah? What is the disparity between the Samaritans and the Jews? Amen. You can tell me. Very easy. The Samaritans are the claimants of the mountain. The Jews are the ones who have settled. You don't get me. Jews don't worship on the mountain. They worship at the crescendo. The Samaritans are still climbing. The Jews, they are on a flat ground, meaning we have arrived. They use the mountain to tell the Jews that this is how fathers used to worship. But the order has changed in the realm of worship. Now, Balaam was using the mountain. Moses was using the tabernacle. The order, God changed order. Because right on the mountain, God showed Moses the tabernacle. Beautiful. Meaning was what? And the tabernacle didn't stay on the mountain. It came down. That's why salvation is of the Jews. So who are Jewish? Those who have the latest information about worship. Can we shout hallelujah? Those are Jewish. So some people call themselves Jews and they are not. Are you listening? They are synagogue of Uzza, of Satan. It's only our Lord that can define that. That is Satan who conglomerates them together to be a house of worship. Meaning all that they worship and their focus is towards Satan. Can we continue? Ephesians 1, verse 4, quickly. Verse 4 says, according, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Heavenly places. The blessings are not earthly places. They are not in earthly places, but they are in heaven. Everlasting life is reserved in heavenly places. According as he had chosen us before him before, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Now, the praise of the glory of God, praise means entrance, emanation of the glory of God. What explain the glory of God? Are you getting me? The praise of the glory of God is the praise. There is the manifestation of the glory of God. What makes the glory clear? Entrance into the glory of God. And it is a grace that is responsible for this glory. What is this grace? Is what yesterday we dealt with in writing the vision. Grace of everlasting life. So grace of everlasting life as a glory. So what you were doing, that glory is actually held, it's in custodian of graces. So when you are dealing with such grace, you are actually touching glory. You are touching glory. And this glory is what is kept for us in the heavenly places. And those to us are spiritual blessings. Amen. Wherein he had made us accepted. It is in this glory that he has made us accepted in the beloved. So the beloved realm is actually a place of glory. So when Jesus was receiving glory and honor from the excellent glory, what was he receiving, sir? It was in the beloved. This is my beloved son. So in whom I am well pleased. So the best way to describe the jacket of such a one who have received this glory and grace is that he's my son. This fellow is a person I am in love with. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Why are they pleased with him? Why is in him is well pleased? Because of the thing that is in him. Something is inside of him and is carrying out is, and that in itself is the pleasure of the Father. Nothing pleases God except these grace. If a man is able to receive this grace and get it done, you please God. Can you receive this grace? When you have this grace, what do? You become a pleaser of God, or you have pleasured God. Now you give God a pleasure to the highest degree. God cannot but to react to you with the greater and greater and the greatest of the blessing. What it does to beloved sons is to come to them quickly as eternal life. So God loves beloved sons. God is in love with his grace. All those graces are the things he loves. One of the reasons why he loves them, because they are glorious. When you begin to touch glory, you are actually dealing in the realm of everlasting life. When you are beginning to touch glory, both living and both true. Both living and true. Dealing with living and true God. You are dealing with the glory of God. In that reservoir, in that place, is a realm of the glory of God. Is that clear? When the spring is expressing itself, what is it doing? It's rising in what? In glory. And there can't be any glory outside grace. Of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. So it's clear the law came through Moses. But what happened? Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But we beheld his glory as of the glory of the when we beheld his glory as of the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full his grace while he was in the flesh, his glory while he was in the flesh was a glory as of the only begotten Son. It's not the glory of the only begotten Son. So it means something looks like the glory of the only begotten Son. So everlasting life is like eternal life. So in other words, hear me, there are two lives. Not so, Pastor. And there are two sons. One, everlasting Son. Secondly, and Jesus fulfilled them both. Jesus is the true Son of God. Jesus is now the only true Son. Or Jesus is the only, is the beloved Son of God. And Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. So a son, another, what can I add to it? Are you ready? So when somebody is the only Son of God, listen to me, or only, what was that? The Son, living Son, true God, true Son of God. The true Son of God is also a begotten Son, but is not the only begotten Son. Now, the begotten is the end of everlasting life. The begotten is the true everlasting Son. What the Father begat. Let's see 1 John chapter 5. Nobody should. Leke, can you help me? What did I just say about the sonship pedigrees? Can you? Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Okay, you differentiated between everlasting, eternal. In everlasting, there is living, true, and only true God.
Mm.
Then, in everlasting, both realms are beloved. And but the first beloved, then the last beloved is begotten. Then the realm of eternal is the only begotten Son. So it starts with beloved Son. Then the next beloved Son is also a begotten Son.
Mm.
Then the eternal realm is the only begotten Son.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's see 1 John. Thank you. Did you hear that, sir? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. This is awesome. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, it's not Jesus is the Son of God, but Jesus is the Christ. He is what? You know, you're a son. They call seraphim sons. 2. Seraphims are sons, or sanctuary brethren are born of God. Do you believe me? All of you, do you believe me? Do you want me to give you a proof? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. It's clear right now. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. This glory is not eternal life. Now, they don't even have the glory. These sons don't have the glory of he whom the Bible describes in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8. Though he were a son. You know, Jesus was a son. Yet let these things which he suffer. He was made perfect by things which he suffer. He wasn't a son like this. Jesus an everlasting son on his way to eternal life. But these are sons about entering everlasting life. So glory there, this word glory is not eternal. It's everlasting life. To bring many sons unto glory. That's right, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. The first glory is to save you. It's called salvation. The first glory saves. And you, that's why you have to be made perfect by the things which you suffer. So the first glory save. Everlasting life is the first weight in glory. So when you are saying, I'm learning glory, I want everlasting life, or I'm coming to judgment, activity of judgment is a calibration of glory. It will take a glorious mind. Are you getting me? To take part in judgment. When you begin to reason in judgment terms, are you listening to me? You are acquiring glorious mind. So to bring them into glory is for them to develop a stature for discernment. It's an honor God accorded those who are in judgment. So when he says judges and judgment, and when God is judging, he's also passing things to you so that you can also participate in judgment so that you can be glorious. They don't call you glorious in the Bible or glory being except you judge. When we judge, not judging human being. Judgment within yourself. You take evaluation to save yourself. You participate in discerning and discernment. You are putting things, taking many things together, and you're able to resolve, and then you find salvation. Ability to save yourself, are you listening to me? Is manifestation of glory. So when you see someone who is in salvation, is a man who has touched glory, is a glorious man. Amen. Now, to be saved is to have everlasting life. I've been saying the same thing. Marry John with Hebrew. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you get that? So to bring many sons to glory is for them to know how to reason. Or to know how to evaluate. Come, let us reason together. Leke was teaching it. We do reasoning so that we can be relieved or released from iniquity. Iniquity is judgment. And that's why it's higher than many minds. And that's why people are still under it. Iniquity, with its evaluation, pegs on mind, submerge mind because of its weight in the spiritual. And that's what makes spiritual wickedness dangerous. What is spiritual wickedness? Wickedness is actually judgment. High spiritual reasoning is an inheritance in a fallen spirit. In fact, it's what makes a being, what makes being spirit. Those spiritual wickedness, we are in spirit. They were fire. Satan made them spirit. Because he gave them what, my brother? Judgment. Now, they are behind everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Shout hallelujah. When we see high things come from spiritual wickedness in high places. What makes them high, my brother, is what Satan gives to them. Hallelujah. Because Satan is from the height of the clouds. Height of the cloud. What is high is everlasting. So Satan impacted this spirit with his height. They also lusted after Satan's height. Pastor, they did, sir. And they wanted it. So the rest would do God's pleasure. They love what they were contented because they were godly spirit. Godliness with contentment is a great gain. So they had gain and they were contented with it. But those other ones, they were not content with their what, sir? With their estate. So they chose what Satan was offering. Why, sir? They want to judge. The spirits want to judge. I said these spirits want to judge. Like, what do I mean? They wanted glory. Oh, glory to God. What do they want, my brother?
Glory.
Evil spirit won't like us teaching these things like this. Because this is the skeleton of what really happened. They wanted glory. Let me tell you, spirits are pulled to glory. And that's why you see, men don't know what is glorious really. What they offered man is dung. Dung is after effect of what I have chewed. So all the glories of this world, what are they, my brother? They had eaten something, and then the poo-poo of evil spirit is what men are holding. All the glories of this world, what are they, my brother? If you are not high in judgment, you can't resist temptation. Hello, sir. My brother, what is it that will make you resist somebody saying, for 1 billion naira's sake, do something? And you said, no, you didn't see anything in 1 billion. And when you take step forward, going your way, you won't think you have lost anything. Is what, sir? That man is what? Glorious. And I can tell you, Satan hates glory entity. He doesn't want them to remain glorious. And for a God does not like competition. Especially fallen gods that are weak. You see somebody on earth walking free without being pulled by your resources or what you can offer gets you angry. Am I talking to you? So Satan comes at them. He loves, he's pulled towards glory. And I can tell you, why is God quickly loving to show his children? He wants them multiply on the earth so that principalities and powers, angels alike, evil spirits alike, are the same, will begin to see beings walking on earth glorious. Now we now know what it means to be a glorious church. Pastor, now, New and Living Way Church was ordained by God to be a glorious church. That's what Pastor Mika was sent to pastor. To be a pastor of glorious people. Oh my God. Hello, sir. If you're a church that solves people's problem alone, you can remain there. You will never be a glorious church. People thought glory is a church where when you come, people drive cars, businesses work, things are happening. When you park the kind of cars that are parked, in fact, some people don't bring cars to church, they park their helicopter. Then the pastor will announce on another Sunday, we are ready to do an airstrip for planes. We can't, we have some of our members who have smaller jets and they want to, by God's grace, we're going to do a strip for them for safe landing. And thank God we have a room for hangars that can take 60 planes. How many people will be attending the church? But you know that church, they will not just allow everybody coming to that kind of a church. The security in that kind of a church. Because boys would like to go there to meet with those people. Hello, sir. I want to say thank God for you. We are putting something together in around Aja Lekki axis, and we just want you, who was role model, that you are in the church, they don't know you, so that you can encourage the young Christians coming up. Not only that, and you can be a model example to young ones also who are not even Christians. This is the picture of the magazine we have. I want you to have a glance. The space there, that there isn't yet a picture. We put up this catalog. I'm hearing. Your name will be here. It's like an Ovation magazine, but not entirely Ovation. It's testimonies. There, guys, we begin to have idea. Ability to use the rich man. But and at the same time, the pastor will have to do a lot of job to guard those rich men. Because wahala will bust. Other pastor will be planning how to take them. You know that evenly planes begin to land on church ground. Some pastor will begin to catch a cold. What is wrong? I think it's high time to go to heaven. I can't compete anymore. But that is not where it is, son. Glory is not in helicopters. Can you tell me where is glory? In beings. That's what we are after. Shout hallelujah. Is it this everlasting life? Look at me. It's terrifically too strong. We don't even know it. It can pull resources of nations. That is why they have to really save us. I am afraid of what will come. It will pull resources of nations. Abundance of the sea shall be converted to you. All the rams of Naobite will come. All the camels of Sheba. Those are riches. He said the forces of the Gentiles shall come to you. Because they will see nothing with what they are doing. What they have. They will see nothing in it. It means you will not see anything in what they offer. Until our life becomes wealth. Yes. Until this life becomes wealth. Then I will know we are not yet saved. Until we see it as the wealth of all nations. Now, before a rich man, a billionaire, a trillionaire, will say he doesn't want his money, can he come and be your student? That he wants to have this life. It means to them, that time, the definition of wealth will have been defeated, which is prevalent. Another definition has arisen. Man will see nothing in money anymore. Currency will fail. Not because of inflation. It's because of interest. Because of what, my brother? It means something will take the toll. And I'm seeing it happening. They are defining this life gradually. Glory is coming back. Now, people saw a pinch of it when Jesus was around. When Jesus was moving around, you can't dangle coin before Jesus' face and say you are wealthy. Rich men were ashamed. When Jesus stood to preach, Jesus was not an evangelist. He was struggling. You don't get me. I said, Jesus wasn't what, sir? And even if he wasn't an evangelist, who is popular? You know, a lot of evangelists that has planes, what brings them? When you see their crusade equipment, you'll be afraid. Just crusade equipment. Yes, I knew of evangelists in the U.S. They say it takes trucks, is it 11 trucks to deliver his crusade equipment? One after the other. And you know, that's our hearts. When we read such things, when will 19 trucks deliver my own? And you know, preachers feel big. I want to kill something. If those things are there, they are there for use, not for shining. That should not be our name. What is the name? It's the glory. In that day, instead of gold, you will need a man. A man will be better than silver. The man will be better than gold. That's what I'm looking for. When you look at a man, you don't know how to be like him. You ask me, what must I do that I might inherit eternal life? Are we blessed? How many of you are blessed today? Can we shout hallelujah? Believe me, so whosoever is believe that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Let me quickly finish. Everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. When you see this, those who understand nature of words will agree with me. The word begat there is everlasting life. But the word born there is for life of Christ. So children of the sanctuary, Pastor, they are also sons of God. Do you agree with me? Who are they? Meaning they've been born of God, but not of the life that God is, but the life that is of God. As Christ. Christ is God's son. God wants to bring many sons to glory. Those sons, they are already sons. The word son means perfect beings, the matured. We discuss wisdom amongst them that are perfect. They are sons. They are in children. Those Christ are not children. Who are they, sir? They are sons. They have arrived at heaven so that they can teach them heavenly things. They are in the sanctuary of heaven. So he who he believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Very easy. What's he saying there? Amen. If you love God, you are able to love those whom God has begotten. So sons of everlasting life, are you listening to me? Can only be loved by Christ. All you're saying, the next protocol, the next point of birth after Christ is life everlasting. Saying without Christ, you can't what, my brother? You can't appreciate everlasting man. Or in other words, without Christ, you will not submit yourself to be begotten. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah. I just want to show you here that begat is also everlasting. To give birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open to 1 John chapter 3. Did you understand what I've just said here? That word loveth, the word loves, it's an attitude of everlasting man. It's the commandment of everlasting life. The commandment of everlasting life, the real, the actual commandment of everlasting life is love. It's love. It's the commandment. Do you agree with me? Is love. It's love. You love him that is begotten of him. You can't say you love that. You can't say you love their father and you hate the children he's giving birth to. And this is how you know true Christ. If you want to tell those who have become Christ indeed, amen. You, if you want to know those who have been born of God, who believe that Jesus is the Christ. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
those who are born again are born of God for to what, sir? To actually come into being begotten. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They are true Christ. Oh, let me just read this of head. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth unto the unfeigned love of the brethren. Not so? See that ye love one another fervently. The next one says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth. You see that word? Liveth. And what again? So life is abided. Living is lived forever. So life, are you getting me? Living. Is that clear? Say amen.
Amen.
But to be born, for you to be born of the incorruptible seed, you must have done love fervently. Why? Because the next world is a world of love. The next world is what, sir? Or the world of beloved. Or the world of the beloved. Now, you don't use the word beloved for Christ. So when they say they love, hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the word. Is he who has been brought into the beloved? The Christ that they have accepted. The man who has done the acceptable. Let's see verse 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Are you seeing that? You are going to see these things. Hallelujah. Amen. All I'm still saying, I'm teaching about the Spirit of the Father within and without. Shout hallelujah. We then as workers together with him, we walk together with him. Beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, the grace of God in vain is the grace of glory. The grace of the ministration of glory. So grace coming from the ministry of glory is spirit. It's ministering the spirit to us. Which pastor talks about the law of everlasting life? So the grace there is the spirit. For he said, I have had thee in the time accepted, and in day of salvation have I succored thee. I love the word accepted. What's the time accepted? The time accepted is what, sir? The time of salvation. The time accepted is in the beloved. So beloved are those whom you are saving. So the beloved are people who are in the process of being saved. So when you have saved him, you now say he is begotten. Now, when he is begotten, what you are now about to do is to make him the only begotten, which is possible. So he was, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Not so. That's it. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. Let's see John 3:16. For God so loved the world. What God gave to the world. You know, Jesus was talking in chapter 3. Haven't yet become the only begotten. I never thought of it. Jesus was not talking about something that has already started. He was not talking about something in the next future. That a time will come, they will give me when I'm fully born. I will be the gift to the world. And that time, whosoever believeth in me should not. Just to believe in me, you won't perish. Just to say you believe in me, what happens to you? You will not perish, but what? Meaning, believing in the only begotten Son. I'm not talking about receiving or having the only begotten Son. Just to believe in him. Believing in him is believing something in him. What are you believing in him? The only, you're only believing in the begotten Son. Everlasting life. So, you mean you are touching my everlasting life. Just for you to believe that I am the only begotten Son, you will have everlasting life. And that believing is not the one we confess when we got born again. But rather, everybody say amen. Amen. Jesus is saying that I will be exposed. I will be open. You will see. You will see the everlasting life that is in me. And when you go for it, the word believe, it's more than just accepting. The word believe is to live the life and accept it and receive it as the life of a man. So the word believe is to take it as your life. But you cannot take this as your life when you have not taken Christ as your life. So the next level of life, hallelujah, because you have founded, you have a foundation to take the next life, then it will be easier for you to be accepted in the beloved. Am I communicating? Now, can we read verse John 3:16 together? Let's read it. I love that. For God so loved, meaning God has commended something on the wall, which is for them to be accepted where? In the beloved. And for them to be accepted in the beloved is for them to come into everlasting life. Now, what is the essence of everlasting life? Why? The everlasting life, Kai, is the gift of God to man for one reason, so that man will not perish. You know, when God say it, for you, what is the reason? God, what is the word perish? Should not perish. When you have everlasting life, that's when God can breathe a sigh of relief. Our topic can no longer perish. He has everlasting life. He's got everlasting life. Lake cannot perish. Temi can never perish. They'll say, why, Lord? No, he has the life that will not allow him to perish. Lake will never perish. How are you sure? I know he won't perish because he has everlasting life. Let's see the mechanism, methodology. Give me 3 John. Are we blessed? 3 John. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All I have done is lay foundation.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I've just taught that time is more difficult than this one. This is very simple. Amen.
Amen.
The elder, unto the well-beloved Gaius. Gaius is, it's not just beloved. Is well beloved. These are everlasting men. John chapter 2 John. The elder unto the elect lady and the children and our children. The elder unto the elect lady and our children. So the elect lady is a church that has members. So John saw a bride, a virgin who has been elected. So he's addressing as an elder, addressing that church as an elect lady. Elect lady and her children whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all that have known the truth. Now, you can't hate the begottens. You cannot hate the begottens if you are having the election of the beloved. Are you in the beloved? Someone like Gaius was well beloved. It was well beloved. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So the the elder. He's introducing himself. How does he introduce himself? Elder where? In the beloved. As an elder, where? In the beloved. I just pray for all of you. You'll be an elder. In the beloved. What's your name, my wonderful brother? I love you too much. What's your name? Eh? Jide. You will grow in the beloved.
Amen.
What strike me about you is your white hair. It's beautiful. You're a very beautiful man. I like that. Anytime I look at you, it's that thing that is... let me use what Fanny Morris. You know what I mean? Jide, you have a look of an elder, someone. I said that look you will become.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things are not ordinary. Well beloved. I said you will be well beloved.
Yeah.
Imagine an Old Testament saint was called beloved. People with a weaker covenant. And what that man broke through that realm. Used the challenges of Babylon to grow and came into being beloved. No wonder heavens were open to him. That angel in chapter 10 of the book of Daniel calling Daniel the man. What did they call him? I said, you will be greatly beloved. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. It means in the Old Testament order, it was in the order of everlasting life. You know, he was told to stand at the hand, stand in thy lot. He's got lot. Amen. You'll be surprised where Daniel will be in the life. In the time at the end of the days. Because he's a man greatly beloved. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we go further? Now, I'll be reading 2 John, 3 John. Elder unto the well beloved. So you can see that the battle in 1 John is to make sure those who have been called into the beloved, not so, will receive it, will receive, and they will receive the invitation, and they will find inside them will be planted the law of the beloved. So the law of the beloved is truth. The incorruptible seed is what, son? Is truth. Elders, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. You know, he said the same to the elect lady. He loved him in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things... I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This is terrific, sir. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, as even as thy soul prospereth. I say you will prosper.
Yes.
You will be in health.
Yes.
Even as your soul prospereth.
Yes.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want us to enter prosperity?
Yes,
to prosper. Is to multiply the spirit of the Father upon you. To prosper. That is the wish of a father. So a father is telling another father that he wants him prosperous. Now, and for him to be in health, even as his soul prospered. I will give you praise, my Father. Now, health, as someone will ask me, what is health? What God wants is an healthy soul. Healthy soul, be in health. So prosperity, a sign of health, you know, is a prosperous soul. What is health? What does it mean to be healthy? When someone is in health, you have health. It means you don't need healing. It's what, sir? It's a higher operation. Everlasting life is a spirit of health. Everlasting life. And what I'm is what I'm teaching today. I am desiring it. I am cultivating it. It will not just be teaching. It will be a gift. It will be a gift of the Lord Jesus to all of us here. To be in health, even as what? And you, it's not easy to teach this thing. You can, it's not something you should undermine. If First John is weighty, Second John is weighty, will you think this will be carnal? It's weightier. So Third John is what, brother? Is weightier. Now, there are two people, Diophrates and Demetrius. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius had good report. That's 11. Of all men, of truth itself. Of truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record. And you know that our record is true. I have many things to write, but I will not with him, and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Get friends by name. Who are friends? Who can tell me? Friends are those who are healthy. they're in everlasting life. Beautiful. Greet them by what, sir? By name. I am praying for you. I say, all of you, you will be healthy. Yeah. None shall be feeble among you. Now, this prophecy is according to prophecy, this state. Isaiah prophesied it. Ezekiel prophesied it. This is the prophecy of the Bible. This is the prophecy of the scripture. Now let's see someone who is not in health. I wrote unto thee, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them. You see, he loved. He loved trophies. I think you see something. Hello, sir. What does he have, sir? He's got loves. Sir, he loves some things. He loved preeminence. Who loveth to have the preeminence among these brethren? Receiveth us not. Who can tell me why he did not receive them? Immediately he saw the Euphrates. When the Euphrates saw John, he knew that he would be quiet for some time. Before everyone, he will have to learn. He had to be. So, but what happened, Pastor? He wants to. So, he loved preeminence. You see, it means he's been guarding that realm with preeminence. Hello? Can you tell me who does that you remind of? Eh? Satan. This is not the pride of life. Preeminence is a sin on the mountain. Eminence. It's a preeminence. It's a sin of the head. Is a sin of principalities. High principality. It's a high sin. Pastor, this is iniquity. That's not healthy. I wrote unto the church, but preeminence, who love her to have preeminence among them. Wherefore, if I come, I'll remember his deeds, which he doeth, pranting against us with malicious words and not content therewith done, and not content with therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, forbiddeth them that would and cast them out of the church. This must be a strong man. So he was doing evil. So he that doeth evil is of the devil. 1 John chapter 3. I'm showing you. Let's see 1 John chapter 3. Please, I want you to see what I'm saying. 1 John chapter 3. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I want you to see, this man was committed to evil. He was cooperating with the devil. Because of what, Pastor? He was doing evil. The apostle said he was. What was he doing? Evil. His name is Diophantus. Sir, how many of you can say amen?
Amen.
But God wants us to be healthy. Verse 3, 3 John, verse 3. I rejoice greatly, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen.
I have no what? I'm not hearing you say it again. Than to what? To hear that my children walk in truth. 2 John. The elder unto the elect living and her children whom I love in the truth, to love someone in the truth, meaning true careful judgment, you have been able to know that this person is a beloved. This is a friend. But Diophantus has something the Lord hates. If anybody is poison, Pastor, inside, the Lord hates what the person carries. I want to beg you, don't love such person. Don't love such a fellow. What I mean by say don't love, hear me. I'm not saying you walk in hatred. Hear me? Meaning, what I'm just saying is don't be affected by the person's disease. Because diseases are contagious. When you associate with persons that is having preeminence, before you know it, you will catch that same, you will get that COVID. Sir, this preeminence are like airborne disease. They are breath diseases. They are being done because they are doctrine, so they are inspiration. So coming around someone who has that infected breath can spread that virus by talking. Why would Paul would say, don't shake a brother who is committing fornication has not stopped. Don't even eat with him. Why are they saying that? Because little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I'm not trying to talk about segregation. I'm just telling you about principles. Now, at this height, don't bid this fellow good Godspeed. What do? Is separate yourself. Now that is the hate the Lord wants. I'm not saying you bear grudges. You generate hate for murder. No. You will not love what the person carry. I'll tell you to a degree. Offenders like that have something around them that pulls people. And when they are thus perpetuating, the scripture is saying, I want you to hate that thing they are in love with. And because love is involved, passion is involved. And because passion is involved, soul is involved. Breath is involved. It means this thing is contagious. You can't be moving around such person and be free. There is something the person loves. Don't love it. This man, look at me, is not being tempted, is not tempted with preeminence. Is not. He loves preeminence. It's a different ball game. He loves it, meaning he doesn't see it as temptation. It's already a seated thing. Preeminence is what he lives for. I'm treating diseases. Second epistle, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be in us forever. All those who have known the truth will love those who love the truth. Are you seeing Bible? So nobody should come around and say he wants to confuse you about everlasting life, eternal life. There is no difference. Some people are just stretching it. Please, you are not at the same thinking with those kind of people. Those ones don't know Christ first. They don't even know what you are saying. You are not trying to define biblical meaning. They don't know that you are actually looking for a life. And as far as you can identify the life, and then you have it, it becomes something you live by. So somebody who is never interested about any life, the only thing he can do is speak in tongue and continue to live here a whole life, should not convince you about the issue of life. Hello. It's not because a preacher can open scripture and teach from Hebrew and define Hebrew and Greek and showed you some things, then you should take it. Check what kind of life does he live. Many preachers have worldly life. You children, heaven captured you from onset and planted life in you. That's the breakthrough, especially in Gadite. And many of the fellowships that are around the same waters is that they had breakthrough to life. Your celebration is about life within. So some people thought maybe you are just jumbling scriptures together and then doing a mental ascent, not knowing that there was a life encounter with heart. Why are you sticking to it so long? It's not a religion. It's an encounter with life. Revelation brought life to you. Do you know, I don't see anybody who is poor here. No, sincerely, when I look at all of you, Now, what people call evidence of good living, I see it around you. You are beautiful. You have the truth. You live in houses. You pay your rent. You wear good clothes. Look at Akogun. Look at Temi. They have clothes. They have cars. I remember Temi was not riding car in those days, but now he's riding a car. And God will bless him furthermore. Yeah. Everybody shout hallelujah. Yeah. I hope you're not bored by what I'm saying. I have said to myself, you will go home with something. Yeah. Shout hallelujah. I beg you, don't be a spectator. Don't come and endure meetings. Make sure you are taking something home from meeting. You know, it is, you fight war at home to come. When you come here, there's another war you will fight. The one is that don't go home with anything. And every day you are living here, vow to yourself, make a quality decision. I am leaving this place to be a doer. And I'm coming back to here so I can be a doer. I will be a doer of the word to the uttermost. Can we shout hallelujah? So imagine, check the whole book from Matthew to John. A people came to a place where they were able to find Kai, a blessing called truth. And all of them could identify it from among themselves that truth is in this person. Truth is in this one. This one have truth. This person bears truth. Of course, the elect lady was loved by God, loved by the church, loved by Jesus, then loved by many who love the truth or who have known the truth. You have known the truth. For the truth's sake, verse 2, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Verse, grace be to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. In truth. Say it again, sir. In truth. And what again? And love. So Jesus, this is the everlasting Son. Jesus didn't say the Son of God. He called him the Son of the Father. In truth. And what again, sir? I want us to say truth and love. Shout it, every one of you. All of us should shout that, every one of us. Say it again. I'm not hearing you shout that again. Say it again, every one of us. Amen. Amen. What is truth? Here, what is love? What is truth? What is love? Truth. Truth is the word of God. Fruit is what, sir? I'm not hearing you say that. I'm not hearing you shout that. Say it again. Or let me use the word, the truth is the spirit or the law of everlasting life. is the spirit within. Not so. Is what? At times, love here may not refer to the spirit within. It may refer to the nature of the inward parts of God. Because I'm using breath. Here, this love can be grace. Grace and truth. You know, grace is also called love. Now, grace, hear me. Grace is what hates truth. Truth locates, teaches you grace. Grace helps truth. Or in other words, grace delivers truth. And truth can also give grace. Word of his grace. Truth of grace. Now, grace here describe the demonstration of what the truth is supposed to give back to. Yes, sir. What do you say? Truth in action. In other words, grace can also be the after effect of truth. Because after effect of truth is a chain reaction. Grace will in turn give birth to truth. When you know truth, truth will show you the life and the kind of life. Now, you can't practice truth outside grace. So you need a truth gracious atmosphere for truth to survive or for truth to thrive. You need grace to know truth. You can't know truth by truth. I need grace to know truth. Grace is the power behind truth. When he said Jesus has grace and truth, both of them are spirit. Sir, truth is the spirit of grace. Or what am I trying to say? Grace teaches truth. At the same time, truth will make me locate grace. Because truth will open my understanding to see grace. So when they say truth, Jesus is the Son of the Father in truth and love. That Jesus is not just a Son of the Father in truth alone, in the law of truth, but the Son of God is gracious. Someone whom the Father fathers through truth, culture him by grace. Truth is knowledge. That's right. When you are dealing with truth, you deal with knowledge, wisdom. But truth can never be in operation without exercise of wisdom and revelation. But grace does not take wisdom to operate. Grace can start on its own. And then birth truth. For you to know something, grace is upon you. The grace of God was upon him. Then you find yourself knowing truth or seeing certain realities because grace is at work. When grace is upon you, it's going to open you up to the energy of knowledge, which in turn will also birth grace. When you now know, you now have, you become strong. But at the same time, you will see the formula of that life that is not by power. It's not by mine. It's by my grace. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace be multiplied. Truth be multiplied. Now, for a father to prosper. Because if somebody is a dad, where today is a Father's Day, I'm saying all of you who are father, you will be a father indeed in the spirit. When I say father, also, I'm also referring to true worshippers. Pastor, in spirit and truth, what is spirit? Grace and truth. Any worship other than grace is not allowed. And because it's grace, by the grace of God, also connotes effort without human effort. Also the wisdom, the how of the worship, which human being cannot locate. Because you need an enablement of grace to take a detour in the realm of the spirit with your heart to, by grace, yield to the calling of worship. You see, when God calls, it's here. Now you stop doing things that are not in order of worship, but rather you yield to worship in the spirit. Now, worshippers are not those who come here and bow. Worshippers are those who follow the principle of grace and truth for life. There is something that happens in service. When God plants truth inside of you, is expecting something. That is the law of the Father within. Then there is also the leading of the Spirit, which is called the Spirit of glory, to allow you to suffer it, so that law can bring forth fruit. So when you allow truth to continue in you, you didn't relinquish truth. You didn't abort truth. Honestly speaking, you can kill truth. The truth you cannot kill is the truth that has actually killed you. When truth is a tree, there is no way you can cut it down. You've been cut down for tree to actually come out of you. So So for truth to say he's prospering is what Isaiah said, sir. He said, behold, I do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You shall know it. You shall know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me. The dragons and the old, because I give water in the wilderness. I leave us in the desert to give a drink to my people, my chosen. So when you begin to turn wilderness to a fruitful land, you are healing wilderness. You are healing the land. That's the first healing that comes to us as a land. Hear me. The first land, your first land, is wilderness. When you are a wilderness land, give thanks to God. Why you are a wilderness? Some people are not wilderness. Who are they? They are a fruitful land. When Israel was in the land of the wilderness, many lands were already fruitful. But in the spirit, it's not fruitful. They are actually a waste land. They are all a desolate land. But those who land are wilderness are those who have been chosen. Even though forsaken, they've been prepared for to be blessed. Are you hearing me? I'm teaching you something today. Don't be tired of me, I beg you. Today is a day of blessing. I have come here with fertilizers to fertilize your land. If you are not prospering, you will prosper today. So I'm not teaching you. We are changing your soil composition. So the things I'm doing today, I know quite well what the Lord wants me to do is to change your land, till the ground. Wilderness is the first land of God. Every other land God forsake. He doesn't believe in Egypt, Babylon. Are you getting me? Wow. All the lands of the Amorites, they are not his land. Wow. He has not landed. When the Lord came to earth to take Israel, there was no land to put them in. The only place he thought is take them to the wilderness. That was his first. We met Moses there. Wow. That was his first land. He was coming from heaven. He didn't go to Egypt. Where did he go to?
Wilderness.
It stayed. Wilderness means no man's land. Wow. That is God's. No man's land is where God normally land. Because it's only God who can survive in the wilderness. So when he now led his people, he wanted to start a new thing. That's why new things, it begins with the water of God, which is Christ. So he led people into the wilderness to make them Christ, really. Finish Christ to enter into the promised land. So wilderness to God, amen, is the land of the children. Beautiful. It's called children's heart. Children's land. Lands means heart or soul. So heart of a child of God is a land that human being can't use, that is not useful to man. Something a man will desert. What's mean of desert? Why do you live? What is it?
You can't use it.
You are not use. Can you use a child? You can't use a child for hard labor. It's a minor. It's a liability. Can we shout hallelujah? So what happened? Wilderness is a child. So when we say wilderness of God, it's Christ. So new thing they do in the wilderness, are you getting me? Is to produce water. First of all, give water. Then you have healed that wilderness. That's the meaning of, and their sins shall be forgiven them, making them to enter into the kingdom. The next point after that, when you have watered the wilderness, tell me what things God did in the wilderness as he was leading them. Was he planting? What was he doing? He kept on giving them water through the rock and causing manna to fall. From where? I'm not hearing you. It was causing what?
Manna.
To what? Both manna and water. They are water. Maybe you don't know. Manna is the water because it was coming with dew. So water was bringing manna. So the seed in the manna, are you getting, was the seed of Christ, which is water of God. So God was just giving them water to eat, water to drink. That's why there was nothing that happened. Then, immediately across the Jordan, something happened. Behold, what did they found? They found corn. Literally began to deal with fruits of trees. The land became fruitful. What did God call that land? What's the name of that land? The land of promise. The land of promise. I'm going to show you something. Say it again.
The land of promise.
All of us are not talking. Say it again.
The land of promise.
Who are the beings in the land? Giants. Giants and men of stature. Then they ran back. They said they are not well able. But by the time God reconstructed them, made them a people, he sent them back and they took, they dispossessed to possess the land. Father, we give you praise. Say land of promise. When you take them out, what remains? The vines, the figs, the pomegranate, all the goodly trees, the water garden. Now, land of promise was another kind of Eden. It was another kind of Eden. God has blessed it. A fruitful garden, the land that the Lord has blessed. It's got the promise. The Lord said they should take it. But they have to possess a land first, wilderness. Then the next land, go into the land of promise. So, if land of the wilderness is a child or children, what of the promised land? Sir? Is the land of fathers. It means the father's heart should be the land of promise. The land which I swore to your fathers to give to them. So if God says, I'm going to give you a land sworn to your fathers, I shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And what is the land? How does the land look like? Fruitful. It wasn't like the wilderness. So on that land, you will prosper. You will multiply. You will increase. Do you see it, sir? You will multiply. You will what, my son?
Prosper.
Prosper. And what again, sir? You will increase. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn and I will increase it and lay no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field. You shall receive no reproach or famine among the Eden. It's describing how your state will be eventually in the land of promise. So, fathers are prosperous.
Wow.
I was talking about the spirit of the father. That's where I'm going. It's a journey. It's a long journey. But I am there at the end of it. Fathers, I want you to picture yourself that what this season of the spirit is all about is to prosper us.
Amen.
The spirit of the father is the spirit of increase.
Amen.
I am persuaded, sir, that the reason behind the season of the spirit this year is to launch us into a place of prosperity.
Amen.
Because of the truth that is in thee, well beloved Gaius, Gaius was well beloved because he kept truth. Your wellness is according to your truth keeping. The more you keep the truth, the wellness your soul. Please, when you do something well, you will be well. When you do the truth well, you will be healthy. So you cannot be healthy when your soul is not prospering. This message has faces. I'm touching this one, touching that one. And when you want to really bless somebody, you put things together. So by the time I have done the conclusion, no evil spirit will be able to detach it from you. Because also, I'm a little father somewhere who has learned the artistry of divination and to know how to find herbs to mix for you. So I'm mixing herbs for you today. So you also know that to heal a nation is to touch the leaf of the tree of life. So the leaf of the tree of life is all this ministration. The leaf of the tree of life is equivalent. It's the same as the incorruptible seed. It is leaf. The incorruptible seed is leaf on the tree of life. But it's a tree, that leaf. It's a tree in everlasting life. It's an incorruptible seed. If it's a seed, it's a tree. But in eternal life, it's a leaf. It is healing for nation. Let Malachi prophesy about our health. He said to them that seek him today, will the son of righteousness arise where? Oh my God. Not healing in his stem. His wings. What are wings? Leaves. So there is healing where? So the teaching of everlasting life is health. Say it again, son. When they are healing you, hallelujah, that is the second healing. The first one is to water your wilderness. To make your desert flow with rivers. Then they will make a highway there. It shall be called the highway of the Lord. The unclean shall not walk in it. And the purpose of the way of the Lord is to carve a path in your thinking so that you will not touch the unclean. Then you can be called the son of the father, daughter of the father.
Wow.
Are you getting me?
Wow.
He will now be your father. When God has taught you not to touch the unclean, you are qualified to enter into everlasting life. After water, ask me what comes next. After water is a fruitful land. It's time to turn your garden, your wilderness, into a garden, into mountain with what, sir? With grasses. Oh, you do get me.
Yes,
everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said today is a day of blessing.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
I have discovered in the scripture, the Bible calls one land. God cursed a land. It shall be a, it can be a high, it shall be a dissolute place for the dragons. And the owl shall dwell there. Are you listening to me? He said, the he-goat or the satyr shall skip there. When it's a he-goat, those are demons. Owl, that is an unclean spirit. Spiritual. That those are spirit. Those are rulers of the darkness of this world. Then the other one, the dragon. He said it becomes the den of the dragons. The dragons, they are spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we have the dragons. Then we have the great red dragon. He said, and the dragon will arch there. That's a cursed land. Is it what happened to Babylon before? In the book of Revelation chapter 17, chapter 18. Cities, rivers, flourishing garden. But all those things are bubble. Nothing is there. And nothing was there. When God will reveal the true state and the curse really appear, we now become, it has become a wilderness, desolate wilderness, a deserted woman. She has become the cage of hateful and unclean birds. All of every foul spirit and unclean spirit. I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes,
then that land was an opposite of the land of promise. Promise, curse. A land that is cursed is a land God has deserted. Before, our land used to be the desolate waste places. We were first of all deserted. Then we were habitations also of dragons. But God came and drove the dragons away.
Hallelujah.
Who are the dragons? The Amalekites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the giants, and the men of stature. They dwell in this land. Who are those beings? They are the spiritual wickedness in high places. They have healed your wilderness. They know to heal your promised land. How will they do it? Truth. You don't know what truth does to you. Truth take care of cause. When truth is in you and you, the joy of John is that he heard that my, your children, what did they do, sir?
Walking in truth.
Do it again, my son. So when they are walking into what is happening to them, they are possessing the land. Because wherever your feet shall tread upon, I say, just, I am praying for all of us. I say, all of us will be walkers. The truth shall not just be in us. The truth will prosper. First John chapter 1 verse 1 says, if you say we have no sin, you're a liar. And the truth is not where. It means the truth will make you see the heads of dragon. And it will make you see the nest of owls. That's what truth does. What has become an habitation of dragons? Nest of owls. What will happen? The truth will show you. So that dragons won't lay there. What is eggs or dragon? Thoughts. Wicked thoughts. You see how God paints wickedness to us? He wants us to see the creature behind this thought called twisted thoughts as against righteousness. They are not ordinary. These thoughts, God has to paint to you the true state, the design of the soul of this spirit. Wow. That they are dragonic, so you can avoid it. Why would God call them dragon? But when you see them, they are intelligent, life planner, future thinking. Are you getting me? What again? Foresight projections. Projectors. Are you getting me? Artificer. But those are dragons.
Yes,
they are dragons because now they can't be detected, because you can't, when you look at them, you won't see a dragon. What you will see is what, my brother? Nice, nice, normal life. In fact, you see Eden makers. And that is why you can not but hate. God wants to, what truth will teach you is to hate them. If not, you will not be healthy. You must hate them. If you don't hate them, you will not be in health. You won't prosper. Prosper. Is it that word prosper? Move forward. Those are three languages. Move forward. When you move forward, then you'll be healed. You'll be healthy. Then the soul prospering. You are doing well. The verse is not, you limit that verse when you think I will have money and then be in health and then my soul prosper. Monetary health is carnal thought. Bible is not as low as that.
Yes, sir.
What is in the New Testament are too high. They are spiritual blessings. I'm not trying to be spiritual. Now, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to show us you are spiritual? That's why you are quoting the scripture, being held, spiritual something. You are not sincere. No, I'm not here to be sincere. Because it takes more than sincerity to unnest the scripture. It takes more than good intention. I'm not here to come and make you okay. We are fighting and warring with an ancient spirit. Who is also a father. And his job right now is that he doesn't want father race.
Wow.
When you ask him, what are you doing? To and fro, up and down. Nobody should be a father in the spirit. Are you saying that now? Because it will take fathers to stop him. It's only a father that can instruct his house. It will take fathers to see the condition of the house and to determine who is the enemy. A true father loveth nothing but truth. If you want to know a father, son, daughter, a father is he who takes stocks of truth and keep them. Who has found truth in his abundance and has kept them, watching over them, and watching he laid truth inheritance for his children. That's the true father. That's how you know a father. You know, because when truth is in thee, you will be healthy. You will prosper. Your soul will prosper. also the hand to be healed. Ask me, what does it mean? Healing in the spiritual height of heaven. When you say healing, healing is not healing the body. Healing, heal. I am healed, I have health. It means another for healing heals. Immunity. Vaccine. Vaccine against spiritual COVID. Vaccine against measles. Vaccine against what? HIV. And all of them, they are in that leaf of the tree. When you have, and they give the injection to your bloodstream, enters your system, works in your cells, and create a wall, a defense in your system, so that nothing can break through. It's not that, you see, listen to me. When they teach you everlasting life, they are serving you healing food. Healing meal is to be incorruptible. Is that healing? Meaning when the corruption is coming, what happened? You be incorrupt. Corruption can't find. The corruption will travel to your west. You are incorruptible. To your east, you are incorruptible. I said to your north, you are incorruptible. To your south. So all around you are incorruptible. Then move on to defile you. You undefiled. You cannot be defined. Then what can we do? Is it possible? Is there any way I can lick you out of existence? Because there is something that makes you to fade away means to reduce your quality of essence. You need to be healed. That healing. You be unfading. It, you know, to even tell when a soul is not fading. You know, stars. Not celebrities, so. But they say they are celebrities, but don't say they are not. Don't tell them. They can get angry. Are you getting, when you tell them, they get angry. When you tell someone who is a celebrity that is not a celebrity, won't get angry. So, a celebrity who is an actor in movie, imagine movie makes you a celebrity. You are not real life, you watch a film. That's what makes you a celebrity. They celebrate you because, hey, I saw you. That's the lie of the devil. That's not a star. A real star is a star of conduct. Against sin, against what kills, against what can separate, against what can destroy. That is a star. If you are like that, now a star, when you are like that, you don't care to be popular. You are not in, popularity is too cheap. I get this, I want to be popular. My name, you know, some people can want to make you popular. They will take common paper, call it magazine. We are making up a magazine, and then we want to make all the hallmarks of preachers and Reverend K. Now your name will have to have your ministry. We'll see your bulletin. The books will be set around. You are popular. How can you make me popular? You. Because you want to go and sell something. Are you popular yourself? It's a lie. You want to popularize yourself. I'm popular in the spirit is enough. Hallelujah. It's enough. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't celebrate me. I don't want your celebration. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
This is healing. When truth gains all aspect, takes your ground bit by bit, you are prospering. Truth grows. Truth expands. The more of truth that is in your land, the more of health that you possess. And when you have done health to the end, I will say, your land is healed.
Yes.
Peros.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello. It's so deep. Truth is the antidote to iniquity. When you keep the Father in spirit and in truth, you are being healed. You are being healed. You are being healed. Nobody worships God or serves God without his reward. The reward of God. Hello, hear me. The reward of God is the soul of God. The reward of God is the soul of God. Inside the soul of the Father, it's incorruptibility, it's unfadingness, it's undefiling, it's in him, it's what his soul is. That is what is God wants to bless us with, the spirit of his soul. So that our soul will be like his soul. Hear me. What does daughters to fathers is that God planted a garden eastward in Eden. The revelation of the Father is to put plants in the wilderness. Raise agriculture. Raise husbandry. That's why they call him husbandman. When they are making your land a place of rest, a garden of God, they are saying to you, they are giving you a life higher than just Christ. They are making you everlasting. You plant on a land to own the land. This same wilderness, look at me, hear me. Are you ready to hear this? You see, this same wilderness is still the same land in front. The same wilderness is the promised land. They only hardened to it. Yes. He said, I will make wilderness a fruitful land. Because I will cause water and rivers to flow. I have an intention. I want to irrigate it. I will change the soil content. Make the soil rich enough with minerals. So that the land can be a land that can be an habitation of trees. And this is my intention. When I have done all that, I will plant in that land. The land remains. All the trees in the land, all the grasses in the land are purposely planted to keep the soil against erosion of different form, wind, rain. Are you listening? Godly erosion. So that this land will not be washed away. So that you will not pass away. So God's everlasting job is just more than cleansing you. It's an occupation. It's an occupation of God. is God making you fruitful, prospering you, blessing you. What are they blessing you with? All spirituals.
All spiritual.
What? Is it those trees are spiritual blessings? Pomegranate, olive, figs. Are you listening to me? Chestnut. All manner of trees. Are you getting me? Sycamore. Are you listening? Vines. All trees, cedars. All of them are blessings of the Spirit. They are called spiritual. Say spiritual. Blessings. Where? All of you must shout that. Say it after me. Amen. When you have all these things on that land, you will not go back. A land that is occupied by trees, and the trees are too many, how long are you going to take to cut down those trees? When you see it, you'll be discouraged. Are you hearing me? When evil spirits come to evil, as the wind comes, just two trees, they will stop the wind. There can never be an encroachment. There is a guard. There is a defense. There is a wall. Are you blessed?
Yeah.
I say, everything I have said, so shall your soul be.
Yeah.
You can't be in church for about these hours just praying. I will pray for the fathers. So I'm going flowing in the spirit. Everything I have said is your promise. You shall be like a water garden, blooming in the noonday, all of you. You shall be like the hidden of the Lord, garden of the Lord. So shall you be blessed. I say, water will flow through you. Water that makes the garden of God glad. Yea, the river of joy. It maketh glad the city of God. Will flow through you, eternal life. I say, everlasting life shall be your inheritance. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, when everything is dry around you, you are a garden yourself. You are flourishing. I say, you are flourishing. You will flourish. You will prosper. You will be in health. You will be healthy.
Yeah.
You are already healed.
Yeah.
I say you are healed.
Yeah.
And anything that is not there. You know, Jesus told the church, he says, strengthen the things that remain. Their garden was breaking down by Satan. Dragons. Invading them. Those doctrine of Nicolaitans are dragons. I say, no dragon will find a place in you.
Amen.
The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The Lord will make you wiser than the devil.
Amen.
I saw just now, I just saw a thought came to me. Some people, you are listening to some kind of message, and that message is tempting you. It's a seducing spirit. You like to check some other thoughts, and this slows you down on this course. You can listen to, I don't mind, listen to some minister, but there are some ministers you shouldn't listen to. They will stop this. They are not ordinary men. You shouldn't be listening to them. Don't be tempted by them. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Satan will want to use your natural lack to discourage you. That should not be your focus. I pray for strength today.
Yes.
I pray for strength.
Yes.
I pray for strength.
Yes.
Do you know, when the will say, new and living way have succeeded. Oh, that every lady in that church are married. No, 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 no. Do you know the success of new and living way? Every lady have become elect lady. I say you will become, that's Pastor Emeka's joy. for you all to become an elect lady. Have you ever dreamt of that? Check your heart. Do you dream more of being married, giving birth to children, having your own house, or to be elected? Check where your thought is. I said today, we overthrow that spiritual wickedness. What is your thought? Are you bothered by what you will eat, by cow, by food, by houses? I said, that's a wicked thought. That's a wicked thought. Don't let it bother you. You know, to be feeling bad for yourself is wickedness. Imagine what God has blessed. And you are saying, God, look at me. Look at. It means you don't have the correct goggle to look at yourself. As from today, we banish that thought. There shall no longer be any wicked in you. Look at the way God has blessed you. Check yourself now. Eternal life, oh. Everlasting life, oh. Yay. Look at water flowing through you. They have blessed your wilderness. They have blessed your desert. Don't you know you're a fruitful land? You are bearing fruit. One of the things they said concerning the children of Abraham and his blessings is that, do you know what they said concerning them? He says, blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Blessed are you going to be when you come in. He said, blessing shall be your basket. You know you have basket. Stand up. One of you should stand up. Thank you. If it is three, those who stand up. You know you have basket. Your body, there is basket here. You know, basket where you store your fruits. There are basket. You have storehouses. He said, you shall be blessed. Amen. Fruit of your body is blessed. Amen. Blessed shall be your field. Amen. It's blessed. Amen. Say, it's blessed. Amen. Don't you see dew dropping on your head? Don't you see dew dropping on your hand? Dew is coming. It's rising. You think you are not seeing anything? Why you look not at the things that are seen? Now, don't see the visible, see the invisible. See it by faith. Dew is on your head. If you don't believe me for the very word's sake. Dew, I said, dew is falling on your head. Hallelujah. You earn not knowing the scripture, not the power of God. If you can know what is happening to you right now, that dew, and those dew, they are actually water of God's DNA. What is falling on your head are genes. It's not crystal water, drop of water is falling on you. They are going into your persons, falling upon you. To water your cells, water your soul, water your body. I say you are changing. Do you believe me? I say you are changing. I say you are changing. Ezekiel said, the angel of the Lord told Ezekiel from the temple, okay, well, measure the threshold of the water. Water come flowing from the threshold of the temple. He did measure 1,000 cubits. He said it reaches to his ankle. He measured again 1,000 cubits. It reaches his ankle, knee. He said, no, Ezekiel, don't stop. Go further. It got to his loins. He said, that is not the end, Ezekiel. Can you measure it again? And behold, it became a river that nobody can walk. A river that no one can walk, but a river that people will swim. Don't you know that what is flowing out of you is healing? I say healing. It will heal the Dead Sea. Look at me. Sea. He said he got to the Dead Sea. And the sea became living sea. What the water? It turns the creatures there that are dead. There were fishes there. Octopus was in that water. But nobody knew. Because the sea was quiet. But immediately that is a river water, not even sea water. A river water flowed into the sea. it quickened the sea. Suddenly, whales started walking in the sea. Suddenly, tilapia started. Suddenly, shark. They began to hear the sound of fishes, creatures of the sea, because this water has the ability to heal the sea. I want to say to you, where is your sea? Are there noise in your sea? Is your water still flowing with noises of creatures? If all the things that are inside you are dead, I say today, there is a resurrection. The water, let the water flow. I say, let the water flow. Let the water flow. And the water will flow hinder. The water will flow yonder. The water will flow farther. The water will flow theta. The water will flow theta. The water will flow forward. It will flow to every corner, every crevices. Nothing will be left. Every part of you, I said they are healed. It's a healing water. And on the inner side of the river, here, on the inner side of the river, there are many trees. Trees. I am saying to you, things that have not grown for years, growth will begin to be. I say, by your riverbank, we'll begin to see trees rising. Trees will begin to rise. I said, trees will grow. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You will not cast your yarn. We'll put an end to abortion in your life. In Jesus' name. Are there fathers here? Quickly come. My pastor say I should pray for fathers. Thank you, Father. Elion, God Most High. Oh, Jesus Christ. Israel, Elohim, Israel. El Elyon, God Most High, Jesus, yeah. Israel. Oh,
blessed and greatest of Israel. Israel, Mao says, I have a level and a gear that's a Israel. They are to study in a canoe and say, I am you. Why are the magician? I can revert on an hour. Thank you. Thank you, Helion. God Most High. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh. 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 Ah. Ah. Amen. My Father, you are here with a breath. You are here with a spirit. You want to breathe upon all these fathers.
Jesus. Thank you, the person who finished in the ashes and avas in the Ocopas in the Atis in the Aze, Copas in the Atisa Fasa Niasa, Cafasa Niasa, Cafasa Niasa, Cafasa, for there's a spirit
There's a spirit. There's a spirit of the Father. A spirit of the Father. A spirit of the Father. I'm sent here a spirit. A spirit. A spirit. A wearing. A spirit. A grace. 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 A grace. A grace, a spirit, a grace, a grace, a grace upon, a grace upon, a grace upon. Even one spirit of the Father is sent upon you, is brought upon you, is sent to you. Even one spirit, one mighty covering, one mighty shed, one mighty shed of the Spirit of the Father is brought upon you, is brought upon you, is come, 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 is come here, is come here, is come here, is come here, is come upon you, fathers, is come upon you, fathers, is come upon men, is come upon you, is come upon you, is come upon you, is come upon you. For it will do the bidding of the Father. It will pour the contents of its weight even within you. And you will bear even the contents, even those contents, even in your soul. Even come even into that resemblance of this spirit. Of this healing. Healing. Eagle. 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 Great, 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 great healing angel is here. A great healing angel. A great eagle, 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 sent even from high heavens. Sent even from high heavens. Even a witness of healings that have been poured forth. For words of healings have gone forth. Even words of healing. And a mighty witness. I eagle. Healing angel is here.
Amen. Shout hallelujah. Some of you, they will take your breath and change it. I see God removing bad breath and putting another one inside him. I see another breath. If you have a breath that is awesome before, wonderful, God is about to put another. I see God opening your inside, causing you to understand ability. You'll be a master of the spirit. You'll be able to hold the spirit of the Father. All that is in my heart is the only prayer. I just talk to the fathers. I will just say receive. When I say receive, take it. Receive ye the Spirit. I mean it. Receive it. Receive the Spirit. Receive it. Bread. Receive a wearing. Receive a covering. Receive my spirit. All of you, receive it. Receive the spirit. In Jesus' name. I breathe to you right now. I breathe to you. I breathe to you. I breathe to you. I breathe to you. Receive. I say now, receive it. Receive. receive my spirit. Receive my spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hear I shall see you through the storm. It will be a covering for you. In the season of the storm, a shelter for you. But in the cold, it shall be your guide by night. It shall put you in his hiding place. It shall be to you a sight for you. It shall be to you a light in darkness. I heard something that some of you will be sensitive to spiritual things. More sensitive, I can say it. You begin to be sensitive. I heard some of you will be awoken. Where you've been sleeping, they will wake you up. Places you are not aware of, they will take you there. As from today, some of you will not sleep again. As far as you will not sleep, they have healed you. This spirit of healing, you will prosper. You will not be small. You will be great. You are favored. You are beloved. The natural will serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hush! Hanait Mesei. Ayas. Punes. His Sapphire. Receive it. Receive price. Oh. Garment of glory. Rest on them. Rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, by the new and living way.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you.
Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for